see TVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be TVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Boy, you can tell the music. It's a Friday, and we got special guests in.
What kind of music are you letting your kids listen to?
I have no idea, ma'am. You learn all this stuff. Like, it's kind of fun because you learn about kids' personalities. Because nowadays they have walk-up songs. And they get to pick, within reason and make sure it's, all the clean versions of it. You, learn about their personalities. Like, you take some song, you're like, ooh.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
I know a tie.
And then I learned music from these kids from this. They're different, man. They're different.
Yeah.
Saying I'm different.
Yeah. We're all different. Very different. Very, very different. He's
and
trying not.
I don't think you're out of it.
Ooh.
Oh, what do you mean? My music portfolio is across the line, from Merle Haggard,
he doesn't know
to Carole King. Yeah, see, look at your face.
We got to get him right with some Carole King.
Oh yeah, one of the greatest of all time. Very underrated.
So good.
One of the best albums of all time, Tapestry.
All right, man. We got a few minutes left before we get a house call. Dr. Dane Todd will be here in about 10 minutes. But there was this little NFL yesterday, Will Wilson.
There was.
I didn't catch it. All I know is I saw the one fact is the fact that Amir Abdullah scored.
Yeah, he did.
And he did the karate kick.
Well, of course, the game was in weather delay.
Like, oh, it was?
Everybody's waiting for football. Football's coming back. And, yeah, there was severe weather, so the game started late.
I didn't even know. Like, honestly, huh? Amir plays for the Raiders.
He's on the Raiders now.
Scored a touchdown last night.
Wait, are you a Raiders fan, Ty?
No.
Oh, okay. Your face was like, oh, my God.
He just didn't know, right? 27-11, Raiders. Shocked. Raiders win. What do you take away from the game?
I mean, Derek Carr didn't play. Trevor Lawrence didn't play.
No.
I'm pretty sure Davante Adams didn't play. You saw Josh Jacobs. He played. He had a few runs.
Did he?
Yeah.
I mean, I watched. Not at all. I saw some highlights. Like I said, I saw Amir. Like, you had some backup quarterbacks in there. I mean, Jared Stidman started.
No, I don't think he played.
They didn't play. There was a laundry list. I mean, it was a laundry list of guys on both sides that did not play.
By the way, Josh McDaniels, second time being a head coach here, things did not work out in Denver, but now he's with the Raiders. This is kind of his last... this is kind of his last prove it.
Mm-hmm.
If this doesn't work out, I don't know if he's fit to be a head coach.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I mean, these teams, you're getting back, you're getting guys on the field, getting a little reps. What's next for the Raiders? They'll head back to Vegas. They prepare for their exhibition with the Vikings on the 14th.
Hey, that'd be kind of fun to go to.
I bet this one you'll start seeing some reps from guys in the Jags. They'll gear up for a home exhibition. This will be so much fun. A home exhibition with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, God.
No.
Speaking of the Browns and the Deshaun Watson situation, we do know who is going to be hearing the appeal.
Yeah.
Goodell has appointed former New Jersey AG Peter C. Harvey.
Okay.
To hear the NFL's appeal. The league is looking to impose harsher discipline on Deshaun Watson. And, by the way, I think it's smart that they're going out to get other people, because if Goodell was the one who made this decision, it probably wouldn't be fair, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the update on this. And I'm pretty sure they have to come out with this decision in a few days.
Yeah, I think it's a couple. I think by Monday or by the weekend, mm-hmm. stuff will start coming out. But... also, within that, they tried to get this thing settled, but prior to all this happening, obviously they wanted it for the year, but the NFL is saying, according to ESPN and Sports Illustrated, the NFL final settlement offer was the Watson we suspended for 12 games and also fined $8 million to $10 million. And if he settled, they would have reduced some of the games.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what's going on.
He was willing. Watson's side shut down the offer because he wasn't willing to accept any deal that was going to suspend the quarterback for more than 6 to 8 games and wasn't willing to accept the fine.
You probably should have taken that because it looks like the NFL is trying to get way more than that right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're
in a really weird spot, though. You appointed someone, right, originally.
Who is a female, by the way.
Yes.
I just think that's important.
Going back to another one. It is important.
Now you're going to another guy. It's interesting.
Whatever.
Some other news, some quick things. Matthew Stafford, he's battling severe tendonitis in his throwing arm.
Okay,
that could linger into the season. Tom Brady, he's missing some practice time for personal matter. Okay. But he's not in practice right now.
Okay.
And that's kind of what's going on. A few guys getting hurt. I know the Ravens, they lost an important linebacker. He tore his ACL. Seen a lot of camp injuries.
Yep.
Which is too bad.
Early in the process. I can't wait. The NFL's back. NFL back. Football back. It'll be a lot of fun stuff we continue to talk to. All right, let's take a break. Let's get out of here. Dr. Nate Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic Center.